back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, I'd like to, well, I'll say it anyway. Happy Friday. Great show today. You're the closest to the truth we get anywhere. At this point, if you're still on the Putin camp, something's seriously wrong with you when you watch what's going on TV. I feel sorry for all the people that the country invaded there, Ukraine. They're living like rats in a tunnel. I couldn't imagine being uprooted like that. Have to give up my property, your kids, your grandkids, the whole thing. They never did anything to Putin. I don't want to get too carried away here, but anyway, you said it all. And as far as Tucker Carlson, that I've said this before, you can't call it Fox News because it is not news. It's commentary. You know, back when I was young, they used to have these ads, Miracle Cure, for all that ails you. And they found out mostly all that was in them was alcohol. There was really no special cure. So what I'm saying here is people will believe anything, and they don't dig deep enough to find the truth. And Tucker Carlson is a salesman. He's selling BS. I got to be careful here because like I said, man, if you watch TV and you're watching any kind of news program, and you see what's going on, I'm going to leave it with that. Thanks for your program. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate it, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, no, Paul. I know it's very hard to bear all this. Tucker Carlson, the Russians broadcast him on Russian TV with subtitles, and they're considering asking him, although now with the invasion, even he may not be stupid enough to do this, to come over and interview Putin in Moscow and get an exclusive. Get an exclusive, and he'd do it, too. He went over to Hungary, and he broadcast out of there. Viktor Orban, the head guy there, used to be a Putin ally. One of the stupid things Putin has done, and I've said this before, this invasion, to quote a 19th century French statement, is worse than a crime. It's a blunder. 70% of the Ukrainian people in polls said they liked Russia before this invasion. Now 90% of them hate Russia. That's number one. Number two, there was no NATO in Ukraine, and there are no missiles in Ukraine. And if Russia simply stuck to its knitting and they just did normal things and trade and so on, they could have gotten a lot more prosperous. Anyway, we have a lot of people on the line. I'm going to go to you in order. Do not hang up. In order, we'll start with David Amekwan, my friend. Thanks for calling, David. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Matt. So really quickly, I wanted just to kind of just push back what was said after what I mentioned with the solar end of things yesterday and energy. I just want to remind people that 80% of the solar panels are made in China, and 87% of the minerals are controlled by China. They're extorting Africa. They're taking their resources and they're using it for the batteries that we're going to be using. And we're going to make China very, very wealthy by converting to all electric green energy, if that's the deal. One thing that I would bring up also, in addition to all that, is by going to all electric cars, we are going to have to create a lot more energy. Because I was telling Sam the other day, we only have about 1.7 million cars on the road electric wise. When you talk about over 100 million cars and we have a fragile grid, do you realize what kind of issues we're going to have? And one of the reasons why I suspect we're going to have this is Germany. One of the reasons why, and I researched this the other day. So the reason why Germany was trying to get this natural gas and oil from Russia is they are shutting down all their nuclear reactors. They have six that are left. they don't have enough energy at this current time to make up for it. So that is the reason why they were pursuing this Nord Stream 2.
Right, I understand. And France is now going to go almost full nuclear. They've gone the other way. Mm-hmm. Germany has some very bad history. They committed genocide in the Second World War, and they're deeply ashamed of it. And they're trying to, well, we don't want to be a nuclear power. But the other thing, you know, China, you talk about China. Let me tell you something. China just put out a statement sticking with Russia. They keep going back and forth. China is a crooked slave society, a crooked slave society. We still trade with them. They're expert thieves. They come over here to steal IT. They have sent people over as students and intellectuals who basically are thieves. I understand that. I understand that. I think that our government is starting to understand it. Do we stop trade with China? That's hard to shut right down, but it is a crooked slave society. We're going back to the lines. Back to the lines. We're going to go to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind?
Boy, you got the topic in the crosshairs this morning. Yeah, that's perfect. But I want to say two things that I can offer to all your listeners, and I'm doing this. I'm proud to say I'm a Christian. I'm praying for Ukraine. Number two, when it comes to Putin, it's either Putin or democracy, Putin or the U.S., you choose. So all these people on the far right are the communist people. You mentioned that they could be incarcerated or arrested. I think what we ought to do is have a national referendum starting now that if you're for Putin, you need to be censored. If they were censored, if they even thought they were going to be censored, holy cow, because if you arrest them, then they're going to scream free speech. But if you censor them, that's something we can do as a democracy. That's the ability of a democracy to adjust to people who want to take it apart. Thanks again, and have a great weekend. And by the way, just keep praying for Ukraine. Thank you,
Bill. I'm praying for him, too. Real quick, Dick of Madison, before the break, my friend, what's in your mind?
Oh, another country that I don't know if anybody's mentioned that I want to do a shout-out and thank you to is Saudi Arabia. Thanks for attacking us on 9/11, number one. But when Biden asked for a little help with, upping the ante and producing more oil, thanks a lot for that, guys. You know, there's a country, and thanks a lot also for murdering Khashoggi. These people are despicable.
Right. I'm with you 100%. 17 of the 19 9/11 people were Saudi Arabians, and there were ties to their government, the consul over here. We frankly should have bombed Saudi Arabia in retaliation, but we didn't because of oil and also because they are such religious fanatics and nuts that we can semi-control them as allies, even though they don't want it. They're pathology. They're an open sore. They're not a normal country. But you're right. They did do all that. They killed this Khashoggi guy, but they also were in on 9/11, including the government. Biden release some of the documents. There's still some secret ones, and they will kill us. We trained some of their pilots down in Florida, and they shot our sailors right in the classroom, right in the damn classroom. And then one weekend, then it turns out they went up to scout out targets in New York. These are Saudi pilots that we were training. There's no gratitude in jihad. There's no mercy in jihad. All jihadist elements in this country have to be eliminated. They have to be taken out. And we have got to stop the coddling of them under the grounds of diversity and that kind of thing. Jihad is bad. It's an enemy of the United States. It's got to get out. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.